think what's really interesting and important about this play is that it's about the relationships. It's about safe relationships. I think in this world when it's just a different way of dating, a different way that people connect with each other, and the safety issue of it is just so important. We've seen it in the news, the safety of a couple. And in this case, it's an older boyfriend and a younger girl. What does that do? What are the pressures there? The villain in this is the pressure to do something you may or may not really want to do.
And so this girl has to make what decisions about what to do?
Yes. So that's what I mean. It makes this one special. The way it is done, Samantha is a really brilliant playwright. Not only that she's got the female perspective of it, but it's the way she's doing it. It's two parallel universes. One side, she makes one decision. The other way, she makes another decision. So I'm really proud of how she crafted the theatricalness of this too. But at the end of the day, it is really about this decision and the pressure that is in today's society a lot more than I think you and I would know to do something you may or may not want to do.
Was this a tough subject for your young cast?
Yeah, it really was. It seems they wanted to do it. They really believe in this RCT for teens and making a difference with what they love to do, which is theater. But being a spotlight or a platform for us to be able and them to be able to talk about it.
We're talking with Pat Wilhelms. She's the artistic director for Roanoke Children's Theater. And she's also the director of Babyland, which was written by Samantha Mocker. One of the blurbs you sent out, Pat, said that Roanoke had the highest teen pregnancy rate in the state in the early 90s, and it's come down a bit. But in 2014, we were still 14th out of 130 cities and counties. So this is an issue.
Yeah, it's bigger than most people would think. I don't think they realize it. Even just with the cast, when we do our history, our research, our open talk and getting ready to rehearse, you know, to hear what they say, sixth graders getting pregnant, eighth graders getting pregnant, going away to a different school, it is really real. And it's in Salem, it's Botetourt, it's Roanoke City, Roanoke County. It's not just in one area.
You think that maybe to some girls it's sort of like a glamorous thing, or they
yes.
think it's kind of cool to have a baby?
Yes, and we did talk about that. In some ways, it's kind of like an extension of their arm, like a cell phone might be in one hand. It really is. It's like, look at this. And then sometimes they will just dress them like they're their baby dolls, like not a real thing, putting so much into, look at this, look what I've got. Yes, that is definitely an issue here. In the cost, and actually the risk of a teen being pregnant is a lot different than a 30-year-old getting pregnant. There are risks involved. And then the biggest risk of all, or the biggest factor, is how you cannot pursue what you thought, what you dreamed for yourself. And that's a very at the core of this play, too.
We're talking with Pat Wilhelms. She's the artistic director for Roanoke Children's Theater, and she's also the director of Babyland. Babyland is part of the annual RCT14 series that's staged in conjunction with other organizations. This is the seventh year now, Pat. I know in the past you've dealt with some very serious subjects, suicide, drug abuse, family issues.
Yeah, we're really proud of this. Last year we tackled heroin and the opiate addiction, and we had from Richmond, the Attorney General's office, come down and be part of it and witness it and asked us to tour actually around the Commonwealth, because it really shows for our surveys and results that this is an effective way to educate. It's so effective because it's young people their age, so it makes an impact when they see and hear it.
Talk about opening night, February 3rd. There will be a discussion after the performance, Pat. This is something you always do. You have a discussion. You bring in people to talk about some of these issues, some professionals from the area.
Right. And we always partner, of course, with Prevention Council, Family Services, Carillion, Lewis, Gale, and Dr. Lance will be joining us, and a pediatrician, Dr. Blackwell. So we'll always have people there. It's important because you just never know what kind of a question or help someone may need in the audience. And we're there. We're backing it up. We don't claim to be able to help in those issues. We just want to provide the platform, the subject, and let people really talk about something that's hard to talk about. And this, too, Gene, it's interesting. It's good people that have this happen to them. It's not necessarily what you might think, which is especially the subject in this show. She's good. She's a good kid and just got knocked for a loop with what happened to her.
You know, what do you want playgoers, especially teenagers, to come away with if they come see Babyland?
I want them to know that the decisions that they make, I have lasting results. I also want them to know that if they're under pressure in a way they don't want to be, there's always help. And maybe it's not the first person they go to. Maybe they have to go to a few, but they should never stop until they get the help they need, especially in pressure to do something you don't want to do.